بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Prohibition of transparent clothing, that is for women. Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anha visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst wearing transparent clothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately turned his gaze away and said, O Asma, when a woman attains puberty, it is not permissible for others to see her body. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once received a set of clothing and a piece of Syrian cloth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the set of clothing to him, and he gave the cloth which was slightly transparent to Sayyidina Usama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on asked Sayyidina Usama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu what he had done with the cloth. He informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had given it to his wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to instruct her to wear a thicker cloth under it, so that the shape and figure of her body is not exposed. Prohibition of wearing a transparent scarf. Al-Qama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates from his mother that Hafsa bint Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anha went to Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha's home whilst her head was covered with a transparent scarf. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha tore the scarf and gave her a thick, coarse scarf to wear. Sayyidina Dihya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received a qubati cloth which used to be white and slightly transparent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one to him and said, cut it into two pieces. Make a qamis, that is a kurta, for yourself with one piece and give the other to your wife so that she may use it as a scarf. As he walked away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell her to place another cloth beneath it so that her body is not exposed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.